Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy. Oh, my last girly quiz before I go on holidays.
Oh, that's a good way to look at it.
Yeah, it's exciting.
And your chance to either go up or down because you are 2-2 at the moment. That's 2 wins, 2 losses.
That makes me nervous.
Yes, it is scary. Welcome into the girly quiz if you've never heard this before. This is where myself, Emma, and the women of Dublin and beyond test Dave on all things girly. 3 questions stand between him and humiliation. He has a bit of help. He's got to simplify, which it can be a bit like a 50-50. It can take a different form depending on the question. And he has his phone a female, which today is Lucy.
It is. Hello, Lucy. How are you, pet?
Hi, how are you?
Not too bad, Lucy. Now, you know what question is coming if you have listened to the girly quiz before. And the question is, what is it that you are an expert in when it comes to females? Is it body parts? Is it health? Is it beauty? Is it something else? Are you a Jackie of all trades?
Oh God, I hope I'm a jack of all trades.
Okay, very nice. Anything you'd you kind of hone in on? No?
Probably beauty.
Beauty. Okay, fantastic. Yeah, that's good to know.
Good to know.
She does it all.
All right, Lucy, you hang on there. No doubt about it. Dave will need you at some point. Let's kick this off. And as you always, if there's little ears in the car, beware. The girly quiz tends to get into uncharted waters from time to time. So just keep your hand on the dial. We'll do our best to keep it PG, but Dave's mad.
You never know what I'll say.
Some things he has to learn.
Question number one on the
Sometimes
girly quiz.
Sometimes I just go for it, girls, you know?
So, question one on the girly quiz this week, David Hammond. Why might lip gloss sting?
Why might lip gloss sting? I would imagine it could be for a couple of reasons. Mm. It could be because it has maybe like some sort of maybe you have a cut on your lip. Mm. Maybe you have very dry lips. Maybe there's chili oil or something in the lip balm. But I don't know. I'm ask the question again.
Why might lip gloss sting?
I think you can't not give me if you had a cut on your I don't think you can say no to that because that would sting.
I don't like when you do stuff like this.
No. I don't know what Chris Tarrant would have said on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire about this question.
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
That's bringing your personal life into it. This is like why
scientifically
might a lip gloss that you purchased.
That wasn't the question though. Why might a lip gloss sting? Because you had a cut on your lip.
Oh, you've annoyed me now. You've annoyed me with that.
I've annoyed them. Because he's no one. He's dead right, girls. He's dead right.
Okay, do you know what? That's not the answer.
Yes, it is. It doesn't matter if it's not what you're looking for. It's the answer.
But it's not what's written down.
Yeah, but then you have to reword the question.
Do you know what
that's
we're
on
do?
You.
It's been a while. Let's just put this out to the public. You decide. The answer we were looking for was it has ingredients intended to deliberately irritate the skin, which causes the swelling or plumping reaction, which is the achieved goal. So, is he well wrong, or do we have to give it to him?
I'm not having people, based on the way the question is worded.
I'm not having people give it out to me.
I think it's a real snarky little answer.
The reaction is already in. And I'm going to go with what the text is saying. Dan, I'm screaming, plumping at the radio. Put him in timeout. Don't give it to him.
What?
Put him in
Chloe,
the
Chloe, don't give him that. No, you cannot give it to him.
But that's so... Yeah. That's not
fair. That was
fair.
From Cahill.
Okay, do you know what you do? Hold it, see what people say overall at the end and we'll
do
go
a
to
tally.
That. Yeah, okay.
I don't think we should give that to you.
That's ridiculous. That is not my fault how you worded the question.
How could we word it?
I suppose what would be an ingredient in lip balm that would make...
But well, how would you ever know that?
I don't know, but what... Like, you know what I mean? I think, yeah.
Why might a lip gloss stick? Oh, shut up.
Is I have a cut in my lip an appropriate answer? You decide for Dave this week because I can't be bothered fighting with him. 087-711-103 and WhatsApp. We move.
It's real like, who's the president of Ireland? Some woman. Do you know what I mean?
No, it's not.
It is.
No, it isn't at all.
Anyway, Dave, question number two. You've annoyed me now. Why might a woman inject salmon sperm under her eyes?
Oh, crap.
Why might a woman inject salmon sperm under her eyes?
Can I just say,
it's
the most disgusting idea of a beauty treatment.
I know someone who does this and...
Ah, we're all at it.
I don't think it's... I don't think he's a woman.
You don't have to be.
No.
Anyone can. Sorry. Why might a person inject salmon sperm under their eyes?
Salmon sperm. It's to make them It's almost like to have a nice effect, looking effect, like a wet look, almost.
A wet look?
A wet look.
What?
What?
Would it be to get rid of bags? I don't know. Do you think Lucy would know this?
Probably.
Nice.
Okay. She said beauty was her thing.
Yeah, okay, Lucy, let's call you in. 30 seconds on the clock. Why would a person potentially put salmon sperm under their eyes?
I think it's done for anti-wrinkles.
Anti-wrinkles, so kind of like the bags underneath your eyes.
Yeah, almost. I think they inject it under your eyes.
Okay.
So that you get less bags under your eyes. I think it's like anti-wrinkles is the right term.
Anti-wrinkles, amazing, thank you. Okay. Now, Lucy, out of interest, would you have given me the right answer on the first question?
Oh, yeah, lip plumpers.
No, but would you have agreed with me saying, ink, if you had a cut on your lip, that's when your lips would sing?
I'd say as a result of that, I would sing, but I don't know if that's why.
Let's see how you get on with this. What's your final answer to question
two, anti-wrinkles. It's to get rid of wrinkles. Yay.
Well done.
Nice one, Lucy. Thank you so much. Yay. You have got a Just Eat voucher on the way to you.
Very, very good.
Oh,
thanks,
Owen.
Multiple benefits to the salmon sperm. It can reduce inflammation as well, boost collagen, and generally creates
firmer,
smoother skin.
Would you have accepted get rid of the bags under your eyes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, probably.
Can I ask a question really quickly on that before we move on to question three? Is that because you can't get Botox there?
Yes, so you either have to get that blepharoplasty, which is a bit more invasive. Yeah, so it's good.
Okay, very good. We rock on to question number three. Dave, Virgin Media has been playing the song Last Night at 10 Pack Saved My Vibe.
Oh my God, yes.
They've been playing that very frequently during the breaks of Love Island this season. Can you name one other tampon brand?
Oh my God.
Other than Tampax.
Other than Tampax.
That's not a Tampax, save my vibe.
No, I can't. Wings. Wings.
Wings?
Dolphins. No, wings. Oh God, I don't know. It's something weird.
Tampax have taken over the...
They really have.
Tampi. Their market.
They're like the Hoover of tampons.
Paddy tampon.
Paddington tampon.
No, go on. Let's 50-50 this one.
Okay, so if our Simplify, we will give you the first letter.
Oh, come on.
Of another tampon.
That's not
brand.
50-50. That's ridiculous. This is... You just want me to lose.
No, it's hard. How else could we do this one? Okay, so the first letter of another tampon brand is L.
That doesn't help, like, at all. Lady. That's not... that. This has been...
Okay, I'll tell you what we're going to do. A Simplify, I think, is fair. Give him half the word.
Okay.
Because it won't help.
Okay. Go on.
Lil.
Can you picture him in the shops?
No. Why would I?
I guess.
Lily O'Brien's. No, that's the chocolate. Lily Bordello's. Lily Ann.
Can I say, though, a very fair girly quiz question?
Absolutely not. The 50-50 is a... You have to 50-50 it.
Well, because it's not always possible.
Callum.
Simplify is not a 50-50. It is...
What is wrong with you? Why are you on their side all of a sudden?
It's always...
It's made the question easier.
You know what? Fine, I've lost the girly quiz then this week. Because obviously the first question wasn't good enough an answer for you. The third question, I have absolutely no idea. Fine. Whatever. Whatever.
What?
It takes all the fun out of it when you're just going, no, it's not this. It has to be this. And then you're taking away the rule of the Simplify, which has always been 50-50.
It hasn't. Sometimes 50-50 doesn't work.
Yeah, but
that's why it's called Simplify. Sometimes
to Simplify, it's always to help me out a little bit.
We're trying to help.
That did not give me any clue at all.
The answer was Lilettes.
Never. Never, ever would have got that.
Well, that's why you're a loser.
Leonie's message, Dave's a big baby.
I am going to cry.
Carl, valid crash out,
I'm afraid. If it does make any difference...
It doesn't.
I've just done the maths in terms of the votes on the first question. It was 45% give it to him, 55% don't give it to him. So 55% you were correct in your questioning.
Okay.
If the show is a little bit weird from here on in for the next hour, it's because I hate them.
She's really genuinely annoyed at
us. I just want to just get to a few more of the interaction coming in. Denise says, cute tantrum, Dave. And someone else says, it's Chloe. And she says, poor old Dave, he's on his period.
Yes, get him some lilettes.
My God almighty, you just missed one of the most nasty girly quizzes we've had in a while.
I'm fine.
You seem fine.
I'm fine.
It was honestly a bit scared of Dave. I'd have never seen him like that.
Dave, tell everyone what your father just texted you.
Calm down.
Dave just had a complete nutter crash out.
Why are you on their side all of a sudden? You just want me to lose. No. Fine. Whatever.
Oh my God.
Whatever.
Well,
it takes all the fun out of it when
week.
you're just going, no, it's not this. It has to be this. Mm.
I feel like that was...
I actually don't remember any of that. I think I blacked out.
Hey, about what I said back there. That was crazy.
This isn't you.
At one point, I was just feeling... It felt like I was having an out-of-body experience.
Yeah, I
was just
that.
Watching Dave and Fiona go at it, and I was like, forgot I was on the radio.
I was like, is this like prep for motherhood? Like, is he trying to like show me what it would be
I
like to have a two-year-old?
I personally think if I find a loophole in your questions, I should be allowed to have that answer. That's the law.
Well, we let the public decide.
What's your father say? Calm down.
Deep breaths.
Now, just to wrap this up for once and for all on a really positive note, Jessica said, typical Man United fan.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.